According to utilitarianism, that's why it's called utilitarianism, morality is about the maximisation of utilities, greatest happiness for the greatest number. It sounds, particularly to our modern ears, like a very sensible, almost banal theory about morality, and I think the reason for that is it's become so absorbed into our current thinking and even political structures. But at the time it was produced, it was actually quite a radical view. Why was it radical? Mainly because of what it rejected as being a reason for a moral judgment. Because this is not the only reason you could ever produce for supposing an action was right or wrong, or a state of affairs good or bad. For example, you might suppose that what makes an action right or wrong is what it says in the Bible. If it says in the Bible that something is right, then it's right. If it says in the Bible that it's wrong, then it's wrong. Whether or not the action in question leads to any happiness or suffering. Because what it says in the Bible is logically completely separate from whether it leads to happiness or suffering. So if you're living in a society in which people judge the morality of actions according to what it says in the Bible, to say to those people, the only criterion for judging actions is their utilitarian results, is a way of rejecting the idea that what it says in the Bible is the way to judge actions. Another thing it rejects is this. Suppose you thought that what makes something right or wrong is to be determined by the laws which obtain in your society, or what people in your society generally believe, or what the customs are in your society, or some such thing. What your society has decided to take to be right at that time. Well, utilitarianism rejects that, doesn't it? Because it says, no, since the only thing that determines right or wrong is the amount of happiness that's produced, it's entirely possible that a given law in your custom in your society might well produce less happiness than could be produced by some other policy or some other course of action. Maybe the laws in your society produce unhappiness, in which case they are wrong, according to utilitarianism. So that criterion for right and wrong, laws or customs of your society, would be rejected by utilitarianism. It's tacitly a universalist doctrine. Take any society, in any society, what's right in that society to do is what produces the greatest happiness of the greatest number. No matter how much those societies may differ in their laws and customs and moral beliefs and moral precepts and their sacred texts, whatever it may be, the only criterion is to do with maximising happiness. So it's a universalist, non-relative criterion. Lastly, somebody might suppose that what made an action right is the motive that prompts it. What was the person's motive in doing the action? If it was an evil motive, then it was an evil action. If it was a virtuous motive, then it was a virtuous action. The utilitarian rejects that too. He says it doesn't really matter what the motives are. What matters are the consequences. So the motive view of actions determines the morality of an action according to its causes, what kind of motive causes the action. The utilitarian view looks at the effects of the action. It says only look at the effects of an action. The only things that can determine whether an action is good or bad are its consequences, particularly consequences for well-being. So the utilitarian view, though it sounds to our ears extremely common sense and perhaps even a platitude, in fact, if you think about it historically, you can see it involves a tacit rejection of many standard views about the content of morality. It's not just a harmless view with no teeth. It actually is a view which has got potentially rather revolutionary consequences. Now, utilitarianism actually is and should be applied at two different levels: the level of the individual and the level of society, or the level of individual action and the level of public policy. In the case of Bentham, it was directed at both, but particularly at the level of public policy. So we can ask two questions. What should a given individual do in a given situation? So what should I do about giving that money to charity? What should I do about grading a paper? What should I do about any particular thing? And the idea is I do whatever I think will maximise happiness for the most number of people. The public policy question would be, what should a society or government or system of law do in a given society? What should be the rules of society at that level? What should a society as a whole do? What are the public policies that should be implemented? Utilitarianism says the policies which maximise the greatest happiness for the greatest number, and only those are the ones that should be implemented. Nothing else counts as a good moral reason for implementing a policy. This view, utilitarianism, is a view which is essentially egalitarian. It talks about the greatest happiness for the greatest number. So it talks about the idea of producing happiness for the most number of people. So it says it doesn't matter who has the happiness. What matters is the amount of happiness that I produce. So it rejects the idea, say, there's a privileged section of society who deserve more happiness than anybody else. Let's call them, for the sake of a label, the aristocrats. Well, then, the idea that the aristocrats deserve more happiness and more resources, than the non-aristocrats would be rejected by utilitarianism because it's egalitarian. It says, no, no, it's the amount of happiness, the most happiness for the most numbers of people. That's the only criterion. So let's not have happiness limited to a few at the expense of the many. We should produce, have policies which lead to the most happiness for the most number of people.